came to under a red moon, thirsty for water. My eyes were like shovels in the soil of the sky, digging into the night to find solace, burying emptiness. I was heartbroken, vomiting memories, because I'd promised her everything. Then I did what I could not to recognize anything. So here I was, marching the town like a priest in my rapture, muttering spells, so desperate for tenderness, so raw from the grating of senses, the way the day drinks every drop of my strength. It's relentless. I was digging out pence for a length of bad whiskey, me and my friends, or at least the others who slumped at the bar without peace. They embrace me as kindred, but something is missing. So I was sat there at the bar with my forehead on my wrist, thinking I had given all I had in me to give. When I saw her cross the floor like a firework exploding in slow motion, she touched me on the shoulder, and I started to live. But I wasn't ready yet. I wanted sucker punch and numbness, the chase and the conquest of dating by numbers, the safety of keeping my distance and feeding my hungers. She spoke of a truth that I could not confront, and she offered a peace that my war didn't want. 'Cause I liked being fangs and destruction, suction and froth and dysfunction. I was dreaming, talking too much with my friends in the evenings. I laughed very loud as if I was extremely happy. You should have seen me. Now I knew she sensed a glory. I could feel it in the way that I was standing 2 feet taller, like I'd never been afraid. I didn't want her to know I wasn't everything she saw in me. We walked each other home and didn't kiss. We walked each other home.